Okay, record to the cloud. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Samach Ches. We're holding the final word on Samach Zayin Amid Beis. Meisvei, the Gemara is asking a kasha. To understanding Gemara's kasha, we have to go a small amount of background. If we go back 6-7 lines on the bottom of Samach Zayin Amid Beis, Rabbi Yochanan said that about Keri Mishtaleach Chutz Lishtei Machanois. You recall there's a pasuk in the Torah, Vishalchum and a machane called Tzruah v'chol zav v'chol tomei l'nofesh. Pasuk in Parshas Nosoi, which means that you have to send out of the machane the Tzruah, the Metzoira, the Zav, and someone who's nebuch a tmei mess. And as you recall, we learned yesterday that the reason why the Torah enumerates all three is to tell you that each one has their own machne, because the Tzmei Mes is only nishtalech chutz lemachne achas, that's the machne shchina. The Zov is nishtalech chutz l'shtei machanois, which is the machne shchina and the machne levia. And finally, the Metzora is mishulech chutz l'sholish machanois, even the machne yisra. Those three say befeirish in the pasuk. The Baal Keri doesn't say befeirish in the pasuk. Gemara yesterday said that it says in the pasuk v'chol zav v'shalchem and amachne kol tzura v'chol zav, that the v'chol comes to be marbe a Baal Keri, and that was Rabbi Yochanan's limud. Apparently, that Baal Keri is ultimishtalech chutz l'shtei machreis. However, the Gemara asked yesterday meisvei akasha from a Mishnah in Masechta Zavim, which on the surface seems to be against Rabbi Yochanan. What does it say in the Mishnah? Baal Keri has the same din kemaga sheretz. They're both the same. So, frankly, my love, what is the Mishnah coming to tell us that they're both the same? L'choira l'machanoisam, which machne you have to send them away. Well, maga sheretz, we said yesterday, we learned from v'chol tomei l'nofesh that it's only excluded from the machne shchina. So the choyre, if it says Baal Keri's Kamagne Sheretz, he's also only excluded from the Machne Shchina, not from two Machanois, and that was the Kasha on Reb Yochanan. See, Mora said, no, Baal Keri's Kamagne Sheretz, not for the Machne, but lit to Moisam, that they both have the same din of Tumas Erev. Frank Timora, lit to Moisam, for that we needed a Mishnah in Masechet Zavin from Rabbeinu HaKodesh to Zach Psukim in the Torah. Hai Tumas Erev Ksiv Bey, Hai Tumas Erev Ksiv Bey. In both of them, the Torah says they toivel during the day, there's Erev Shemesh, the Torah at night. I don't need a Mishnah to tell us that. Every Yingler knows the Psukim in Sefer Vayikra. So Timor El Lav, Lechoyre Muzdach Zayin, that the Mishnah is coming to tell you Machnoisam. Is the Chvay to Shver on Reb Yoichanan. So Timor Loitli Oilam Le Tumasam. The emphasis in the Mishnah is coming to tell you the Gabi Tumasim, as was that they have the same din of Tumah. We just said that's a Tumah Pashit. Vakamash Mulan the Balkari Kimaga Sheretz. My Maga Sheretz Matame be Oinis. A Balkari Matame be Oinis. Just like a Maga Sheretz, if a person touches a Sheretz by accident, he didn't intend to, he becomes Tumah. If a person becomes a Balkari by accident, what are the accidents? We already had yesterday the Gabi Zov. For instance, if he ate or drank too much machl, too much mishta, choyli, or kvitza, just like we have by a zov. Zov, we know, is not metama boinus, except for the first time, like the Gemara said in the name of Rav Huna. But typically a zov, by the second or third time, it's mizoi voi veloi machmas oinsoi. So Solkadai Techamina, maybe the Balkari is the same thing. Kamash Mulan the Mishnah, that both the Magasheretz and Baal Keri are metamaboyts. Is Lamaisa, we have no raya from that Mishnah, because the Mishnah is not talking about Machanoisam, it's talking about the Tamasam. Frekti Gemara, Maisve, we continue on in the same Mishnah in Masechet Zavim. What does it say in the Mishnah? The Boil Nida has the same din as Kitmei Mes. They both have the same din. Lamai, Agabi, what din are they the same? Elam and the Tumasim, that they both have the same degree of Tumah. What means the same degree of Tumah? The Gemara assumes that both of them have Tumas Shiva. Hai Tumas Shiva Ksivbei, Vahai Tumas Shiva Ksivbei. Both by the Moel Nida, you gotta wait 7 days. And by the Tumay Mes, you gotta wait 7 days. They're not slightly different 7 days, one from the other. But bottom line is, each one has a din of 7 days. And that, L'choyre, is what the Mishnah is coming to tell you. If you're telling me that the Mishnah is telling us L'tumoisim. But for Eitimora, Nochemur, The psukim are very crystal clear. By neither you have to have 7 days. It doesn't have to be Shimon Akim. Shimon Akim is by a zova, not by a neither. But there is a din of shiva. Same thing applies to the boyal neither. Boyal neither means a man who lived with a neither. Tosfos Pasuk says, "Usehi nidasa olav, betamei shivas yamim usehi nidasa olav," which means he also has a din of 7 days, just like the nida with whom he lived. But you'll need to also has a din of 7 days. Shmei Mes, you have a din of 7 days. You have to have shlish yushvi hazah. It's therefore, if that's what the Mishnah is coming to tell you, that they both have a din of shiva, I don't need a Mishnah for that. And obviously it's not coming to tell you that Boyal Nida needs Hazor Shlish Yushvi, because that's not true. Right. So therefore, what is the Mishnah telling us? Elalav, L'choyre, by default, it's telling us L'macha Noisa, that its Meimes is only Yoytse from one machne, meaning machne shchina. Same thing, a boil nida is only mishtalech chutz lemachne shchina. Okay, that in itself doesn't bother us, because we're not talking about boil nida now. We're talking about the din of a balkari. Zutimar ba'umid is safe lemachnoisim, haveration nami lemachnoisim. Presumably, both of them are talking about the same category of halacha, and just like the seifa must be talking about the same machne. What's the same machne? Only one machne. So the choyer, the earlier case in the Mishnah, which says Balkeri ke Magasheretz, is also talking about the same halach of Machne. And since Magasheretz we know is only one Machne, so the Choyer Balkeri is also one Machne. Is Nochmul Kasha and Rabbi Yochanan that said Balkeri Mishtaleh Chotzle Shtei Machanois. And with the Gemara, midi area, hakad isa v'hakad isa. It could very well be that the ratio of that Mishnah is talking about litumoisa, and coming to tell you that they both have the same din of tumah. That what? That they're metame even ba'oynes. Mashenkim, where you need the kamei mas, is telling you the din of machanoisa. It's not muchroch from the Mishnah that both cases are talking about machanoisa. You could entertain that the first part of the Mishnah is talking about tumah, and the second one talking about the Gabin the Machna. Okay, is for the Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Frank Dimar Meisve Yecham Nocha Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. From a Braisa with a Lashon of Braisa is a little bit obscure. We start the Braisa Mitzayra Chama Mizav. That's straightforward. We already had that yesterday. In which respect is Mitzayra Chama Mizav that has a din of Priya, Ufrima, and Tashma Shamita? Vizav Chama Mitzmei Mes. How is the Zav Chomet to my mess? Imar said yesterday, because it's Tumah Hayoitze Megufay, Mashenkin to my mess, is from external Tumah. That part is straightforward. But let's look at the next few words. Yotze Balkeri Shetumay, sorry, Yotze Balkeri Shetumay mess, Chomer Mimenu. But Balkeri is Yotze. It left the category. Why? Because to my mess is more Chomer. What category did it leave? What category did it enter? What does it mean that Tmei Mes and Mochomer? So my Yotza, let us understand with our own understanding, what does this Braisa mean? Lav, doesn't it mean Yotza Mechlal Zav? I know Balkeri is very close to Zav, they're almost twin brothers, so to speak. So when we say Yotza means it leaves the category of Zav, and Ubalaklal Tmei Mes, and we insert it in the category of Tmei Mes. Now why would I do that? So Tmei Mes, Chomer Mimenu. Tmei Mes obviously is much more Chomer than a din of a Balkeri. And therefore, why? That's true. But Tmei Mes has all the other dinim of Shlishi and Shvi and Hazor, etc. 7 days. This is only Tumas Erev. So therefore, Zokti Yimara, Nochmol, Lav, don't we mean to say the Yotam Chal Zav that the Balkeri left the parish of Zav? Ubalaklal Tmei Mes. So Tmei Mes Chomer Mimenu. And just like Tmei Mes is Mutma Machna Leviya, the same thing will apply to Balkeri, will also be Mutma Machna Leviya. And if that's the Pshat in the Braisa, is a Chnochmol Akasha on Reb Yoichanan, because Reb Yoichanan said that a Balkeri Mishtale Chutzle Shtei Machanois. No, that's not the din. Pshat in the Braisa is the following. Yotze Mimachne Tmei Mes. The Balkeri cannot go into Tmei Mes. However, I'm losing my train of thought over here. The Tmei Mes, Umutim b'machna levir. Why? Because l'may de dami le medaminin le. Says Yimur, no. Yotza, we leave the din of the machna t'memes, nichnes l'machna zov. In other words, by t'memes, we know he's not allowed to go into the machna shchinen. However, he's allowed to go into the machna levir. We have taken the balkeri, and instead of taking the balkeri and his yotza from the din of Zav, like we learned in the Havamina, right? Yotza Mechlal Zav. It's the other way around. He's Yotza Mimachne Tmei Mes. He leaves the parish of Tmei Mes, and we insert him back into the Machne of Zav. Even though logic would tell you that if a Tmei Mes, which is chomer than a Balkari, I should say the same thing applies to Balkari, that if the Tmei Mes, which is so much more chomer, is allowed to go into the Machna Levir, then I should say the same thing applies to the Balkari is also Mutter Machna Levir. That's why the Braisa says, no, Yotza, we take him out of the Parsha of Tmei Mes, we insert him in the Parsha of Zav. Why? L'mayde domilei v'dominilei, because after all, Zav and Keri are very similar, they're not the same, but they're very similar. And we even had yesterday a heckish one from the other. Zoyis Tredis HaZav, Zoyis Tredis HaZav, Vasher Teitzim Emenu Shechva Zora. And so therefore, the Bryce is Lashon when it says, Yotza, going back to the Bryce again from the beginning. Morris said, Meisvei Metzvei Chomor, next line, Yotza Balkeri, Shetmei Mes Chomer Mimenu. We understood that to mean the Yotza Balkeri from Zav, from the parish of Zav, and insert it into the parish of Tmei Mes. Why? Because Tmei Mes is so much more chomer. And if Tmei Mes is allowed to go into the Machna Levir, so too the Balkari can go into the Machna Levir. Says you want to know, Yotza Balkari, not Shet Tmei Mes, it's really Yotza Balkari, meet Tmei Mes. Take Balkari out of the parish of Tmei Mes, and insert the Balkari back into the parish of Zav, even though Tmei Mes is more chomer than a Balkari, nevertheless we take Balkari out of the parish of Tmei Mes, put him in the parish of Zav, and we ask him to go in both machnes, both the machne Shechina and the machne Levir. Now Mendy would ask, why would that be, since the Tmei Mes is much more chomer? And the answer is because both the Zav and the Balkari is Tuma Yoytze Mimenu. So in that respect, it's more chomer than Tmei Mes. Yes, sir.
Why were we assimilating the ones Tami Tmei Mes, the Tami Tmei Mes Balkari in the Havamina? What was the why are we taking him out of that category and putting him back with the Zav? What was the thought to adjoin him to the Tmei Mes and take him away from the Balkari, from the Zav in the first place?
Because the Tmei Mes is much more chomer. If you're going to tell me that Tmei Mes, which is so much more chomer, only has a din of machna achas, why should the Balkari, which is a much lighter form of tuma, have a din of two machnas? Says Yimar, the reason why is because you have a good point that that's much more chomer, and this happens to be much more chal. But nevertheless, we put him together with his Siamese twin, together with the Zav.
But why would we have put him in because of the Kavachomer? Because Tmei Mes. So because of the Kavachomer, we might have put him with the Tmei Mes.
That's what the Havamina was.
And now, can't you use the same Kavachomer with the Zav? Zav is so much later than
Ravad. That's why we have a pasuk. Shalchem and a machna called Zav v'chol Zav v'chol Tzav and Nafesh. That comes to you separate then. Anyway, bottom line is we again deflected the kasha that we asked on Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan stays still firmly with his din the Balkari mishtalech chutz l'shtei machnais, just like the Zav. Now, until now, the basis of the din that a Balkari is mishtalech chutz l'shtei machnais was based on the v'chol. So we said yesterday, the v'chol tamin l'nafish, v'chol comes to include the tamei sheret. Rashi said also the tamin l'veila. The v'chol zav, says the Gemara, comes to include the balkari. What is the v'chol tzerua? The Gemara said, I don't really have a reason for that, but agav, it says v'chol. Here it also says v'chol. Fine. That was yesterday's drasha. Today we have a new raya that a balkari is mishtalech chutz l'shtei machnos. Toni Tanakamid Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, shteit in pasuk, that this pasuk is talking exclusively the gabi a balkari. The pasuk begins number one or aleph kiyeh v'cha ish hashaloyeh tohair. Why mikre loyla? Mikre loyla is a nice way of saying that he's a balkari. The yotze mechutz l'machne, get out of the machne. Lo yaviel toicha machne, don't come into the machne. You leave and don't come in. Obviously, there seems to be a little bit of repetition over here. So Zemora says, "Tani Tani Kamei Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi." That one of the Talmidim that was familiar with the Brises was reading before Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. It said, "Yotz b'chutz machne, zu machne shchina. Get out of the machne shchina. Lo yovel toicha machne, zu machne leviya. Don't go into the machne leviya." So therefore, I have now two machnois. Mikan lebalkeri sheyotzo or sheyetzi chutz shtei machnas.
Just like the Zav.
Just like the Zav, but the pasuk is talking about the balkari.
Right, no, so we have the same result just from a pasuk as opposed to the limud and the kavachomer and reversing it and the daven light.
Yesterday's conclusion after the back and forth, the whole masa matan is we learned from the word v'chol Zav to include a balkari.
Okay.
Now our Gemara is telling us I have a new limud.
I see.
It says two times by a balkari. So it's not a limud v'chol to come include about the pasuk in the fate of balkari. Why did it say twice? This is machne shchina. This is machne leviya. Mikal balkari shiyotzeh chutz v'shei machne. So therefore, I have a brand new second limud, new source. Amar leh Rav Yisrael bar Avdimi asked now the Talmud, akati leh ailesei. You didn't bring him in, afikte, and you already take him out. Lishnachrina, akatuli afikta, you didn't take him out yet. I would say you already bring him in. What are these two lishoinis? So we'll take a look at the Rashi, but both lishoinis basically say, you're saying in the second part of the pasuk Loyobi al Toicha Machne, he shouldn't go into the Machne Levia. Is he standing in the Machne Levia that we're telling him, don't go into the Machne Levia? Lechoira, he hasn't left the Machne Shchina yet, so he hasn't gone in, he hasn't gone out. In other words, you're jumping a little bit too quickly from the Machne Shchina to the Machne Leviya. Let's see Rashi. Rashi's almost halfway down. The Rashi's Zogt Rashi. Omalei akati loy ailesei afiktei. Adayin lo yichnastei lemachne Leviya. He hasn't gone into the Machne Leviya yet. He is still in the Machne Shchina, and we tell the Yotze, Aros. You know, by Yiskor. Kinder Aros. The Yotze. Leave the chutz, yotzeh mechutz hamachne, zeh machne shchina, get out. Adayin lichnas to the machne levi, he hasn't gotten to machne levi yet. He's still putting on his shoes, he's still putting on his coat, and he's leaving the machne shchina to go to the machne levi. He hasn't gotten the machne levi yet. Ukvar itzi osim imena, and you already have taken him out from the machne levi. How? Temidika amris lo yovi l'toicha, since you're saying that the second part of the pasuk. Lo yovi l'toicha machne zeh machne levi, mechlal do'im et chutzula. That means that he's standing on the outskirts, ready to enter the Machne Leviya, and now there's a big sign. No, no trespassing. Don't go in. The Kamala Yikonis. He hasn't even gotten out of the Machne Shchina yet. We're telling him, leave, but he hasn't even left yet. And you are now saying to him that he's standing in the Machne Leviya to go and send him out of the Machne Leviya. Don't go in. It's as if he already left the Machne Leviya or the Machne Shchina, and we tell him, don't go into the Machne Leviya, but he didn't get in yet. We haven't even addressed what would be the din about his entering, and afikte, and you're already schlepping him out. So bottom line is what the Gemara is saying is, akati loy ailesei, you haven't even brought him in yet to the outskirts of the Machne Leviya to start talking about afikte lo yovei, don't go in, because he's still in the Machne Shchina, he's getting ready to leave. We're telling him aros, and you're telling him already, Ravid, don't go in the Machne Leviya. I'm not there. Give me a chance to breathe. When I get to the Machne Leviya, you'll tell me further. Lishnachrina, continuing on the Rashi, Remember, the Gemara says, "Akatli afikte." You didn't take him out yet. I was saying you bring him in. Lishnachrina garsin akatli afikte. You only say adayin lihutzrachtoi lotzis b'machn levia. You haven't yet told him that there is halacha that a balkeri is yotze chutz lishtei machnois, including the machn levia. Ukvar his haratoi shloyikones, and you're telling him don't go in. You didn't tell him yet that it's osur that you should be able to tell him now, don't go in. V'hainu a'ilte kvar ata medav v'knis osay. So therefore, Lishna Achrona says, akat li afikte, you didn't inform him that he has a din like the Zov, that he has to be yoytze, the two machnois. And I will say, and you're already talking to him about entering in and saying, lo yikonis, don't go in. Why can't I go in? Or why lo yovay? So, the Torah doesn't prepare him for the isser that he's not allowed to go into the machmir. Bottom line is, what the Gemara is saying is that it's a little presumptuous to go and say the yotzah is chutz machmir shchina, and don't go into the machmir. How are you jumping? I haven't got out of the machmir shchina yet. So the Gemara Ela Eima rather says the Rebbe, meaning Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdim, he said to his Talmud, rather read it the other way around. Ela Eima mechutz lamachne zu machne levia, layov yotecha machne zu machne shchina. And here Rashi explains very simply, because you start off with the machne shchina, then you have the machne levia, and then you have the machne Yisrael. Okay, you tell the person, Rabbi Yit, you're a balkari, don't stay in the machna levia aros. Yotzel mechutz machna, get out of the machna levia. Now when he's leaving the machna levia, he has two directions. He can go towards the machna shchina, or he can go to the machna Yisrael, right? Because the machna levia is in between. So we tell him, leave the machna levia, don't even think about going in the direction toward the machna shchina, because you have to go into the machna Yisrael. So that makes much more sense in terms of the readability of the text of the pasuk. The yotzeh mechutz lamachne, you're in the machne levia, get out. Now you're standing out of the outskirts of the machne levia, and you're thinking to yourself, which direction I go? Well, yovei, don't go into the machne shchina, go towards the machne Yisra.
Isn't that a kavah chomer though?
So now the point is, why does the pasuk have to go and say that? Once you tell me leave the machne levia, then of course he can go to the machne shchina. And Rashi asks this question, and Rashi says that the reason why it has to repeat this twice, because if it would only say one pasuk, v'yotze el michutz lamachne, and we would say zumachne levia, and therefore we would know automatically, don't go into the machne shchina, says Rashi, how would I know that that first part of the pasuk is talking about the machne levia? Maybe it's talking about the machne shchina, and it's saying v'yotze michutz lamachne. If you find yourself in the azora and you're a balkari, get out. But that's the only machne. I would know that there is a two machne rule. That's why I have to have both parts of the pasuk. By the fact the pasuk says yotzeh mechutz lamachne, that's telling us machne levia. I might have thought it's shchina. No, machne levia. Get out of machne levia. So what continues on? We talk about machne and don't go into the machne shchina. So even though you're right, the second part becomes self understood. But if it only had the first part without the second part,
you might have an ambiguity.
There would be an ambiguity. I might think it's only referring to machne shchina and not the machne levia. So look at the next Rashi. Ela'im ha'achi v'yotel mechutz machne zu machne levia ukshibol lotzis mimena. When he leaves the machne levia, we tell him you're leaving. Al yikodesh machne shchina. Don't go back into shchina. Go in the other direction. I freitach bari v'loihavik sivishtei machnois. If it wouldn't say the two parts of the pasuk, have makmina lebi oimid machne shchina umatzvicha lotzis mimena. I might have thought he doesn't have to leave the machne levia. He can stay in the machne levia, just like the Tmei Mess had to leave the Azara. He will also leave the Azara, but stay in the machne levia, maybe the Balkeri as well. That says two parts of the pasuk. I have no choice. Muzduch zayin, that the pasuk now means leave the machne levia and don't go in the direction of the Shchina, go in the direction of the machne Yisrael. Ituch zayin again. Yeah. Mask Ravina. So Ravina says on this drasha, Eime ini v'idu l'machne shchina v'laver ola bi'asei v'loy sesei. Why don't I understand this pasuk when it says v'yotz el michutz l'machne? That's a mitzvah asei. V'yotz go out of the michutz l'machne. That's a mitzvah asei. Lo yovei el toicha machne is a mitzvah loy sesei. And both of them are talking, however, about the same machne shchina. And to go and tell you that there's both an asei and a lav. If that's what the pasuk was coming to tell you, let it say that's your asay, and don't come back into the middle of that machne. Ha machne lomeli. Why does the pasuk have to repeat el toicha machne? Shema min elit lo yimachne acher. It's going to tell you that there are two machnois. There's the machne shchina and the machne leviyah. So bottom line is, if somebody stops you in the street and says to you, I am a Balkari, or I want to know what the halach is by a Balkari, how many machnas does he have to leave? You'll tell him that Rabbi Yochanan said that he has to leave two machnois, and we have two limudim which support Rabbi Yochanan. We have one limud of yesterday, Bishalchon Machna, called Vechol Zob. The Chol comes to include a Balkari. And we have today's limud of the two machnois, which say the Fadish in the Pasuk of Balkari, the Yotzim Chutz Machna, the Yovel Toicha Machna, the two machnois together tell you that he's Mishtaleh Chutz Lishtei Machnois. And with this, we have concluded the beautiful Sugya, which started off with how do we know that Pesach is Doiche Shabbos? And then we had, how is Pesach doicha toma? If you have a tzibur, a Pesach rishon, toma hutra b'tzibur. And then we got, of course, into the other halachas related to the metzora and to the zav and to the balkeri, etc. All related to these hilchos toma. And we go back to our Mishnah now. Yes, question? Yes, even two.
Why is Rabina? Why is it matkif? Isn't he just giving an additional explanation? Whom is he attacking with the statement?
Maskel Ravina?
Yeah.
He's not attacking Chas HaShalom, but he's challenging both Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi and the Talmud who repeated this brisa. Both of them said basically the same thing, that I have two machnois. Either the first machna is referring to the machna Shechina and the second one is referring to the machna Leviya, or like Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi corrected him, no, the first one is talking about the machna Leviya and the second talking about the machna Shechina. But both of them effectively prohibit a Balkari from entering into two machnois, both the machne Shechina and to the machne Leviya. So Ravina asks, who says? Maybe the pshat in the pasuk has nothing to do with introducing a second machne, but rather it wants to emphasize and dramatize that the halacha of not entering into the Azara when a person is Tamei is a double whammy. Number one, there's an assay, and number two, that there's a lois assay. They have nothing to do with machnas. I'm sorry?
I understand, the question is why they use the term matkif.
Matkif is a kasha.
Exactly,
it's
a kasha.
It's his kasha.
He's simply offering a suggestion. An alternative interpretation is that there's an assay and a lotase.
Once you
I can derive it again. But that doesn't sound like that you use the word matkif for that.
Ravina is a very idle mensch. He's a very, very soft-spoken individual. And he's saying, I don't understand. What is the hechrach? Why are you forcing me to say that a balkeri is mishtalech chutz l'shtei machnois? I can easily suggest another interpretation which is so simple and straightforward and allow the balkeri to enter to the machne leviyah, just stay out of the machne shchina. What would be that eight? So what's my suggestion? My suggestion is that both the first part of the pasuk, the yotze, and the leyovo, you're talking about the same achna. And one is coming to tell you the lav, and one's coming to tell you the asay, and so therefore I don't really have any source from this pasuk that a balkeri is mishtalech chutz l'shtei machnois. So in that sense, it's a mask if he's asking a question. He's not asking a question by throwing down nuclear bombs, but he's still saying it's a challenge. This pasuk lechayra is not a strong raya whatsoever. It's telling you the lav and talking the asay. So how do you tell me that it's telling you that a shtei machnes lagabe a balkeri? Says the Gemara, you're right. We could have interpreted asay v'lois asay had it not been for the fact that the Torah adds the extra word ha-machne. By the fact that it tells us ha-machne, it comes to tell you, it could very well be that Ravina is correct. V'yotze b'chus ha-machne, I have my asay. Lo yovi el toich, I have my lois asay. Mask, fine, good. But why did it say ha-machne two times? To tell you this additional halacha of the balkeri being sent out of both machnes. So you want to write
David, a quick question.
Yes. Is this brother Shai?
Yeah, yeah. Yes, yes.
We missed you. We look forward to your return tomorrow, Mi'at
Hashem. Mi'at Hashem, you had a decent minyan this morning?
We had a beautiful minyan. We had numerous different varieties and species of fruits in honor of the occasion of Tu B'Shvat, all which were sponsored and donated by Ephraim Ullman. Yes, sir.
Wonderful.
Good.
So, we learned yesterday about Tuma. We learned from Pesach that the Tamid also is a Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur.
Correct.
But does that extend beyond the Tamid to other Karbanos? We always say Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur, but now we only learn Pesach and Tamid. Where do we learn, let's say, a Musaf or other Karbanos that are Chova, that are also Hutra B'Tzibur?
Musaf is more than 200, the 221. The 221, the Musaf include the Musafim, right?
That's the Gabi Shabbos. Right, that's the Gabi Tuma. So you may or may not have heard here in the background, Barry, can we say Brother Barry? That Barry said that we had in the Rashi yesterday that the Tana said, what are you talking about? We have 221 Musafim, not Musafim, 221 Kvasim, Kvasim that are brought. He said, Psochim, Rashi said, means Kvasim, which are brought throughout the whole year for every single Shabbos, the Tumid and the Musaf, as well as the additional Musafim that you bring when you have Shabbos, Yom Tov, Shabbos of either Sukkot or Shabbos of Pesach, when you bring 14 Kvasim, the other one you bring 7 Kvasim.
That's
Dorcha Shabbos. So I asked. That's a very good question. So I asked Barry. So Barry said, how do we know that it's Zoycha Shabbos? Because we learn from Miyadah and Miyadah. And then the Gemara said, yesterday, Ein Hekesh L'Machzah. And therefore, just like we learn that Pesach is Zoycha Shabbos from Miyadah and Miyadah, that's how we know that Tumid can be brought with Tumah, just like Miyadah and Miyadah. So Barry is saying, Sali didn't come in. It's also Dinah Karban Karban Musaf, which is also a Karban Tzibur. Hard to find other Karbanos Tzibur other than the Tumid as well as the Musaf. You do have an occasional Apar Helam Dovishul Tzibur, but you don't have to go and bring that Petumah, just bring it, you know, when everybody's Tohar, bring it a day later, bring it a week later. That's not a carbon that has a Kabul Leizman. That's ain't a Kabul Leizman.
So it's Mo'ado is how you're learning it out.
Yes, you're learning Mo'ado, Mo'ado, Shabbos, Tumid to Pesach, and Pesach to Tumid.
And then what about that we talk about Hanukkah, for example, we say that the cruise of oil, we say Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur, but that's only Tuma Hutra by the Karbanos.
It's a good point. It's a good point. The Mefarshim Taka ask, once Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur, the same thing should apply to the Neir's Hanukkah, the Shemen of Hanukkah. So obviously it's broader. What the additional limudim? Maybe it's just that once we have the Gzeir Shav, one to the other, that's already a gilui that all Tzibur and Yonim have a din of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. We'd have to check that out further. It's a good point. But presumably it's like a Dovish Yotza Min HaKlal, Lamed HaAtzma Yotza, Lamed HaKlal Kula Yotza, that it refers already across the board to everything. If I see something more, I'll be happy to share it with you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Yeshikoya, for bringing up that point. And we're continuing back to the Mishnah, and we said in the Mishnah that when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos like this year, not only is the Shechita Mutter on Shabbos, not only Mutter, it's required, but also the Micha Krovav. Micha Krovav, Rashi explained back in the Mishnah, means to go and get out the Shmutz, which happens to be in the digestive system of the animal. And you have to get that Shmutz out very quickly, because if you leave it there for even a short period of time, it will soon have a terrible sirchain, a terrible stench, and you'll smell it from here, from Yerushalayim all the way to Tel Aviv, and perhaps further, and especially if you have 600,000 such karbanos, and it could be ruinous for all of these carbon pesachs. So you try to go, your menach, so you do micha krovav. The Mishnah continued on, however, hadachas krovav, which is a rinsing that you do at night. You no longer do that on Yom Tov itself, no longer on Shabbos itself. You wait until Matzah Shabbos on Leil Seder. Now the question is, what's the definition of michi krovav? So we have a machloikis, my michi krovav, Rafuna Omar, shemenakvon besakin. To be able to get out the excrement, all of the waste material inside the digestive system, you have to puncture a hole, presumably in one of the intestines or one of the stomachs or whatever. And Rashi says that we're assuming that most of the tzoya, most of the waste, is more or less liquidy. In other words, it's still moist, it's not a heavy-duty solid. So once you make that hole, hopefully everything else is now going to pour out And as a result, it's going to empty out from all of the waste. That's Rapuna Svar. Chiyabarav Amar, Shirka de Me'ayah de Nafka Agav Doichka de Sakina. Shirka de Me'ayah, Rashi uses an expression here, Ubalaz Limon, which the art scroll says is old French for the word slime. As you can see, limon, of course, normally means lemon. But limon over here, in the old expression, in old French, is slime. That's the top Rashi in the left-hand margin. We don't have any toises on this Amud. We only have Rashis. So you have Balaz limon, which is slime. So what is slime? Slime explains the Rashi that besides all the waste that you have, which is traveling through the digestive system, you also have that waste which is attached to the walls of the digestive system, and that you have to kratz out, you have to scratch it out by using a knife to go and scrape it off. So therefore, what Chiya Barav is saying is shirka demi'aya, that heavy duty slime, the nafka, which will only leave the b'nei me'ayin agabdoch into sakina, when you take the sakin and you start scraping it vigorously, then it'll move on and then you'll get rid of it. So that's what you're allowed to do even on Shabbos. From here, we're going to get into a little bit of Agadata, which is going to be very Gishmak. Zog the Gemara, Omer Blazer, my time to Chiya Barav. What's the Makor of Chiya Barav? That the word Michui means removing waste. So the Gemara, the Chassid says in the Pasuk, Bechorvois Meichem Gorim Yoichelu. Chorvois is talking about a Chorva. Chorvois are destroyed or collapsed buildings. Meichem. Meichem normally means of the fat ones. We'll see what that means in a moment. Gorim Yechelu, Gorim are referring to immigrants who have come in, and they are now Gerim, Ger v'toyshu v'noichi machem, and they take over the chorvis that used to belong to the fat ones, you know, the rich and wealthy, so to speak. So Timur, my mashma, what does it have to do with Michui Kravov? So Timur, Kimetagim Rav Yosef. Why does it always say Kimetagim Rav Yosef? Why didn't it say Kimetagim somebody else? So the famous Toisis in the beginning of Bava Kama, Rav Gimel Amid Beis, that Rav Yosef unfortunately was a Sagi Nohar, he was blind, and therefore he was not able to go and quote the Psukim out loud, because it says in the Gemara, Dorim Shvechzav, E'ef Shalom Oimrim Bal Peh, Rav Yosef couldn't read it in Minakzav, he could only say it orally, and you're not allowed to, Dorim Shvechzav, E'ef Shalom Oimrim Bal Peh. And so therefore, Rav Yosef said, you know what, whenever I quote a Pasuk, I'm going to quote the Aramaic version of the Pasuk, so that I don't get into problems. It's Gimel Amid Beis Mendi, on the bottom of the Amid Beis. Tosis Grad in Bava Kama doesn't like the Pshat, but he quotes it from others, and it's a nice Pshat in the Gemara. Anyway, they say, B'shem Chassam Sofer, the Chassam Sofer, whenever he gave a drasha, and he wanted to quote a Pasuk, he either had a Chumash open in front of him to make sure to quote the Pasuk, because it's Varim Shebechsav, E'ef Shloim Bal Peh, and if he didn't have a Chumash, he would always go and misquote the Pasuk, or quote it without quoting it directly, add a word, subtract a word. So he's saying, I'm not quoting the Pasuk, I am paraphrasing the Pasuk. Exactly. Anyway, so what did Rav Yosef say about this pasuk? Did you see it?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, Baruch Hashem. Dr. Rav Yosef, V'nechseyen derishaya tzadikaya yachsanan. The nechosim, the possessions of the rishoyim, the tzadikim yachsanan, they're going to yarshan, and they're going to take over. Ah, so what do we see from this limud of Rav Yosef? That the word mechem means rishoyim. Says Rashi, here too, you're trying to get out all the rishus from the intestinal system, from the digestive system, including that slime. And just like rishoyim are something which are evil and negative, here too we're trying to get out the negativity, which that waste which is there inside the digestive system. Okay, that's the way the Gemara brought it right, Chiya Barav, that it's referring to that Meichem Michui Kravov. So it says in the Pasuk, now we're talking about the very same Pasuk which we just quoted. The Pasuk says, V'ro'u kvosim kedavram, that they're going to go and graze with the sheep, kedavram, like they said. Like it was said by them. That's kedavram, is kimedubabam. Frank, you want to what are you talking about? Ah, the two parts of the pasuk are really work hand in hand. Again, if you look at pasuk beis or number two, the ro'u kvasim kidavram, the kvasim are going to hear. The kvasim are referring to Klal Yisrael, says Rashi, the Klal Yisrael, which are nimshel to a keves, they are going to vero, they're going to graze kidavram, like it says about them. The second half of the pasuk, then for chorveis mechem, that the rishoyim's chorveis, their possessions will be left fallow, left as if they abandoned. Good, and garim yechelu, those kvasim, meaning Klal Yisrael, the tzadikim yechelu, they're going to consume them, they're going to take over. So therefore, the first part of the pasuk is really a hakdoma, a preface to the second part of the pasuk. But amalei rova, bishlam yiksiv chorveis kidekamis. If the second pasuk, second part of the pasuk, would say chorveis, I would agree with you. Hachachsiv v'char voice, it sounds like it's starting on a new thought. And therefore, Miltachroni Koma, it's telling you something new. What is it coming to you? El Amarava, Kirav Chanan Almarav, Yom Rav Chanan Almarav. Asidin Tzadikim Sheyachayu Es HaMeisim, just like a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel has the ability of Tchias HaMeisim, La'osad Lavoi, the Tzadikim will have that ability, Kodesh Baruch Hu will empower them to go and be Mechayim Meisim. Ksiv Hoch, it says in the Pasuk, V'ro Kvasim Kitavram, Uksiv Hosim Yiru Boshon V'gilod Kimei Oilam. Now, the first Pasuk begins V'ro'u, the second Pasuk begins Yiru, and therefore we're going to make Gzeir Shav V'ro and Yiru. This Yiru Pasuk is talking about Boshon V'gilod. Who are Boshon V'gilod? Says Gemara, Boshon Ze Elisha, Habomin HaBoshon. Even though Boshon is not the name of Elisha, but it's a pseudonym for Elisha, because Elisha was destined or came from Boshon. How do I know? Shneimer, it says in the Pasuk in Divrei Yamim, V'yani V'shofot B'Boshon. Oh, Shofot is in Boshon. Uksiv, Po Elisha ben Shofot. Oh, Elisha was the son of Shofot, and Shofot was in Boshon. So therefore, Elisha was in Boshon. Ashi Yotzek Maim Ayidei Eliyo. We know that Elisha was the star disciple, the star Talmud of Eliyahu HaNavi. And we know that Elisha was Mechayim Meisim by the Isha Shunamis. Gilad Eliyo. Eliyo, how do we know he's called Gilad? Shenema V'yomei Eliyo HaTishbi Mitosh V'Gilad. And those of you that sing it on Matzah Shabbos, even those that don't sing it, know it says Eliyahu HaNavi, Eliyahu HaTishbi, Eliyahu HaGiladi. So Eliyahu comes from Gilad. So therefore, this second pasuk is telling you Yiru Boshan, both Elisha, the Gilad, and Eliyahu HaNavi, they were Mechayim Meisim Kimei Oilam, and therefore the Osed Lavoi, the Ro, the Tzadikim at that time, Kvasim Kidavram, will also be able to go and be Mechayim Meisim, the Ro, and Yiro. You learn one from the other. Omrib Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omrib Yonison, Asim Tzadikim Sheyachayim Meisim, like we just said, but I have another Makar, another source. Shenema. The time will come when the elderly men, the elderly ladies are going to sit Baruch with Yushalayim. Hopefully that's the kiyum that we see Baruch Hashem today. And a person is going to have with him a mishenis. Mishenis means like a walking stick in his hand. From, I guess, because the person is now a senior and it's difficult to walk without. So you can have that mishenis biyodai, that shekin, to give him strength and to give him support. Uksiv. And it says by Elisha that Elisha said to Gehazi, the Samta Mishanti al Pnei Anar, go and take my Mishanes and put it on the Pnei Anar, and you'll see he's going to wake up, he's going to have Tchias HaMeisim. So we see that Mishanes is related to Tchias HaMeisim, and here it says Mishanti Biyodai, and therefore the Zakenim that we're talking about are the Tzadikim, the Ish Mishanti Biyodai, they'll be able to go and be Mechayim Meisim. So I have another source for the Tzadikim being Mechayim Meisim, the Osid of. Ula says they have a steer. It says in the pasuk, "Bilam avos lenetzach." You hear this always by the levayas. Bilam avos lenetzach, that we are waiting for that day that death will finally be swallowed up forever. In other words, put the malacham avos away in a jail and throw away the key and never see it, never see him anymore. So that's going to happen. Lasa lava, it's going to be lenetzach. Uksiv, there's another pasuk here. Nar ben meyashana yomus, that it says that in future years, people are going to have much greater longevity than today, that a nar, a young man, will be 100 years old when he'll pass away. Today, normally when a person passes away at the age of 100, we say, wow, an Altazokin, really a senior citizen, an old person. In that time, the Nar, the young person, will die at the age of 100, and therefore presumably the old person will die at the age of 200 or 500 or 1,000 or whatever. But what do we see from this? That there still will be Misa. And you just said, Bilamavis Lanetzach, make up your mind. Yisrael can be Akum. Yisrael will take Bilamavis Lanetzach. But Goyim, they will pass away. They'll have longevity, but eventually they will pass away. When it comes to Asad Lavai, why are the Goyim there in the first place? After all, isn't that the time that Yidden are going to get their Schar and they're going to be Nehenemis of Ashchina? What are the Goyim doing there? Meaning even Lasad Lavai, somebody has to go and take care of the parnasa of the fields, of the food production. Who's going to do that? All the Yidden are going to be sitting and learning and doing mitzvahs. So who's going to do that? The Akim is going to do those types of duties on our behalf. Rav Chizda, Rami Rav Chizda says, Avastir, Chizda says, in the one passage, V'chofra Levana u'boisha Chama, that the time will come that Levana and the Chama will be put to shame. What means put to shame, says Rashi, that they're not going to be mayor any longer. If you look on the left-hand side of the Marashi, u'boisha Chama, halfway down, Shaloi Toir. In other words, that's it. Chama Levana, you did a great job, but now we close you, put you away for the rest of time. The Or Levana is going to be so intense, it's going to be like the Or HaChama. Today we're all Mekadosh Levana, we look at the Levana, but you won't be able to look at the Levana, it's going to be like Or HaChama. And the Or HaChama is going to be Shivasayim. Shivasayim explains Rashi means 7 times 7, 49 times. Or Shivasayim, like the 7 days of light. And Rashi says, if you multiply 49 times 7, anybody has an idea how much is 49 times 7? It's 343. How do you know that? Because 50 times 7 would be 350. Now we're just taking off 1 7, because it's not 50 times 7, it's only 49. So you take off 7 instead of 350, it's 343. As I look at Rashi, also here in the middle of the Amid, on the left-hand side. So it's come to tell you that Lost of Lavai, the sun is going to be 343 times brighter than it is today. Can you imagine? I mean, you're telling me, Voi Shechama, that it's not going to light up at all. Before Olam Haba comes, is going to be the interim period called Yemos Mashiach. At that time, the light of the Oir and the Chama, of the Levana and the Chama, is going to be much more intense than they are today. The sun is going to be 343 times as much. That's Yemos Mashiach. Beyond that, then they're going to turn off the Cham and Levana permanently, because we're going to be Nana Miziv Ashchina. That's very good according to us, that there's a difference between Yemos Mashiach and Lasad Lavai. Only Shmuel Yomayim Ben Olam Hazeh Yemos Mashiach and Shibin Malchus Bilvad Ma'i Kalameimer. There is no difference between Yemos Mashiach and Shibin Malchus. They're all the same. I'm sorry. No difference between Olam Nachmo. Only Shmuel Yomayim Ben Olam Hazeh Olam Mashiach and Shibin Malchus Bilvad Ma'i Kalameimer. Shmuel holds that Yemos Mashiach and Ho'ilam Hazeh are basically the same. That just like everything that's going on today will continue on in Yemos Mashiach. The only difference is that we will no longer feel the oppression of the Malchism, of the other governments that oppress us here and there and everywhere. But otherwise, the same. So if it's all the same, so what are you telling me, that the light is going to be brighter 343 times? It's not true. It's going to be exactly the same. So then there's only one La'asid Lavai. So if there's only one La'asid Lavai, so we have the Siris HaPsukim. So it's Yomara, Michael, the name is Yomara, even Yilu Olam Haba. Truth of the matter is, both of them are talking about Olam Haba. So like Kashi, come Machne Shechina, come Machne Tzadikim. It depends where you happen to be. If you're in the Machne Tzadikim, then you'll see that the sun is 343 times brighter. If you're in the Machne Shechina, you don't even need the sun. We'll turn the sun off, because we're going to have Nehenem Miziv HaShechina directly from the Rabbi Shalom. Rav Rami Ksip, it says in Parshas Hazino, Ani Omis Vachaya, and then it says Machatzi Vani Erpa Ve'ein Miyodi Matzel. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, Ani Omis Vachaya, I Chas Hashem, I the Rebbeinu Shalom cause never people to pass away, Vachaya Berem also Machaya people, and it says Machatzi Vani Erpa, first I give him Klep Vani Erpa, and I give him Refuah. So the Gemara Hashta Achvuye Machaya Marpe LeKolshkein, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu can go be Mechai and Meisim, then a Vadi can give refuah. So isn't Mechativ and the Erpah just superficial or superfluous? What do we need it for? Once I know the Kodesh Baruch Hu Mechai and Meisim, of course he can go and be Merapi Cholim. Elam Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mashli Meimis, Ani Mechai. I might have thought that the pshat and the posik is ani omis the Kodesh Baruch Hu causes people to pass away, v'chayi, and he causes babies to be born. Two separate individuals. The same in Kodesh Baruch Hu is meimis and mechayi. Says the posik. No. You know why mechayi? The people that are meimis and Kodesh Baruch Hu is mechayi meisim. How do I know? Just like we said, mechatzim in the airport, we're talking about the same individual. That the same person that I gave Chas V'Shalom the pandemic, that same person I will go and give him a refuah. So the same purpose person that I maimed, that same person I can also be mechayim. Tana Rabbanan Yomuz Lachaya Yochel Nisim Biyachad Chaim Biyachad. I might think we're talking about two separate individuals. Kedar Sholim Na'ig, like we see every day of the year, people pass away. In the obituary column, we see people passed away, and then we find out in the birth column, Mazel Tov, all new kids were born. Tamaloy Mechatzim in the Arba, Makar Refu Biyachad, and Mizu Bechaim Biyachad. Like we just said, just like Makar Refu is one individual, Mika Bechaim is also one individual. Mikat Chivuloyim Ein Chis Min Atayr. This is one of the several sources that we find that there is Chis Amis Min Atayr. Another source is from this week's parasha, the Oz Yashir that Rashi brings and Chazal bring. What means Oz Yashir? Not at the times of Moshe Beinu. It should say Oz Shar. Oz Yashir means Oz Lovay. We'll have the Gula Shleima. Then we'll at that time also do Shira by time of Chis Meis. Dover Ach Betchila Mashri Meinis Ani Machaya B'Hadam Mashri Machatzim Ani Erpa. What does this mean? So Rashi explains. What happens if a person passes away with a physical disability? Chas V'Shalom, a person who's blind, or a person who's deaf, or a person who's lame, any one of those types of things. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu will do Tchiyas HaMeisim, at the first second, they'll be reborn exactly the same way as they left this world. If he was blind, he remains blind, etc. Shortly thereafter, doesn't say how long, maybe in a minute, maybe 5 minutes. After that, a Kodesh Baruch Hu will give them refuah, that they're going to be regular, normal individuals, and he will cure and take away that physical disability. That is also Doiche Shabbos. Why does it have to be Doiche Shabbos? Don't we know? He can do it exactly. We're talking about Shabbos. Let him do the Hekter Chalav Mevorim at night. Tanya Roshemin. See how chavav it is Kodesh Baruch Hu when you do a mitzvah in its time. You could theoretically go and put all the aymer of the Karban Pesach on the Mizbeach HaGantz Nacht. No, do it immediately. Don't wait. Don't ponder. Don't delay. Shnel. Mitzvah B'Shait is very, very choshev, and that's why it says in the Mishnah, you're allowed to do that chalovim even during the day on Shabbos Kodesh.
So the Tamid, every and Musaf, every week they put the Emurim on the Mizbeach immediately.
Exactly. So the Gemara implies. As well as the removal of the Yabeles, we said in our Mishnah, is a machloikis between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yeshua says these three things are osir. Hakavosei, carrying the animal, havaosim mechutz l'tchum, as well as removing the abelis, these are osir. As these are to Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah. Then Rabbi Lezer said, if you're allowed to do the shechita, you're now allowed to do the shvus. These are only drabonos. Frank tomorrow a minute. You're telling me that you are not allowed to go and cut the abelis. I have another Mishnah, and we learned this Rabbi Yisrael not too long ago in Masechtas Erevin, but the Gemara brought almost word for word the next sugya that we're going to learn. What does it say in Erevin? It says in the Mishnah, Chutchen Yabelis Mikdash, you are allowed to cut it in Mikdash, Avalei B'Medina, but not B'Medina. Why? Because it's a Shavuos, an ancient Shavuos B'Mikdash, so the Yabelis is the wart that you have on the back of the animal that you're allowed to remove, because otherwise the animal is considered to be a Balmum, and you cannot bring it for a carton, so you're allowed to go and remove it. But our Mishnah says you're not allowed to remove it. Now that Mishnah continues on with the Kli, and if you're doing it with a Kli, kan v'kan osa, meaning, although doesn't say that in the Mishnah, but implicit in the Mishnah is, choytchen yabelis, you're allowed to go and remove it, for instance, with your fingernails. You can go and try to grab it with your fingers and kratzados, scrape it off with your fingers. Or, Rashi said before, even with your teeth. But don't do with a kli. And the kli, once you're doing a kli, in other words, taking a knife, that's us. That you can't. Why? Because kli, that would already be a diraisa. Choit chen yabelis, if you do it with your fingers, you do it with your teeth.
What tolda is?
Of gozes. Just like if you gozes, you go and cut off the sheep's wool, here you're cutting off the wood. So a kli, kan vikanos. Okay. Of the chastir. Our mission says, ein choit chen. There it says, choit chen. Gemara gives two answers. Reb Lozo b'yotu b'chanina. Chad ama idim idim b'yad. Both our Mishnah and that Mishnah in the Sechtes Eidavin are talking about that you remove the abelis, the wart, with your fingers. Habalacha, one is talking about that it was moist. Habiyavesha, the other one that is talking about that it was already dried out. What's the difference between whether it's moist or it's dried out? As we'll see in the Gemara shortly, when it's dried out, you don't really need even to go and cut it off. You can just come and kind push, of crumble it.
Push it off.
Push it off, exactly. Just start doing any initial type of scraping, the whole thing falls to pieces crumbles. Because it's crumbled, this is goodish. It's moist, that's already against the malucha. So our Mishnah, what it says, you're not allowed to talk about lacha. The other Mishnah says, choit chen yilado, is talking about yivesh.
Just wait.
The chanam, the other man, the other says, idim lacha, both our Mishnah, the other Mishnah, talking about lacha, that it's moist. Our Mishnah is talking about don't remove it with a kli. That Mishnah is talking about don't remove it with a yad. And those two Mishnahs work very nicely, the yad, hand in hand, because that Mishnah taka says choit chen yabelis v'mikdash, meaning with a yad, but in the kli it's also. And our Mishnah is only telling us the second part, don't do with a kli. Ein choit chen yabelis v'mikdash with a kli. Oh, so therefore the two Mishnahs are now consistent. One talking about a yad, one talking about a kli. Fright, timura. Ulaman, the yabaha biyad of habakli, my temele amr idi biidi, biyad. Why didn't he give the first teretz that they're both talking about biyad, and one is by lacha, v'leikasha habalacha habiyabesha? Why didn't he give that first teretz? Amalachi said, because yabesha, mifach pricha. That is not even cutting. That is just, if you just touch it, you look at it, it already starts crumbling and falling off, because it's already totally dried out. It says, gunish mit gunish. So you don't even need the lotion of choit chen yabelis mishnah, you cut it off. You don't have to cut anything. You just go and start touching it, and the whole thing just falls to pieces. So that's why that teretz l'choira would not be appropriate. The other man that says, idi v'idi b'yad, v'leikasha ha-balacha v'yevesha, my time l'yama idi v'idi b'lacha, v'leikasha v'yad ha-bikli, why didn't he say the other teretz, that this is b'yad and this is b'kli? Ha-malach, kli ha-ktani ha-san. If you're telling me that our Mishnah is talking about kli, and that Mishnah is telling you that halacha v'yad, but that second part of the Mishnah says, choit chen yabelis b'yad, but with a kli it's aser. Our Mishnah also says kli aser. So, Frank Timara, why do I have to have two Mishnayos that say the same Allah and the Kli? So, Timara, you're telling me Habiyad Bekli, Om Allah, Kli, Haktani Hasam, they already says Befedish Kli, and the Kli, Kan the Kan Aser. So, why would our Mishnah need to repeat it again in Mesechtas Psachim, that with a Kli it's Aser, Shtetach Shoin, in the other Mishnah? The other man, the Yama says, "Hadiktani kli hacha." But the Blazer Rabbi Yeshua asked Lashminan, because until now we're only focusing on Libud Rabbi Yeshua, but we left out Rabbi Blazer. And our Mishnah wants to go and tell us the famous halacha of the Machshir Mitzvah.
Doiches a Shabbos.
Doiches a Shabbos, because Rabbi Blazer, the famous Rabbi Blazer, the Mila, the Machshirim, exactly are Rabbi Blazer. Reb Lezim and Horkinus, not Reb Lezim and Pedos, not Reb Lezim and Shmuel.
No.
Reb Lezim and
Horkinus.
Very good.
Reb Lezim Gadol.
Reb Lezim Gadol. So Reb Lezim is the one that says in our Mishnah, just like he's famous Reb Lezim the Mila, that Machshir Mila and Machshir Mitzvah Doichav the Shabbos, and that's why he says in our Mishnah, you're right, Reb Yeshua, you l'shitascha, you hold that it's aser with a kli, but I respectfully disagree, even if it's an issa deraisa. If it's machshirei mitzvah, it's part of the mitzvah, you're allowed to go and do it. And since I need to go and check the Karban Pesach, I'm allowed to go and remove the wart on Shabbos, not only biyad, even bekli you're allowed to do it, because it's all part of the machshirei mitzvah. That chiddush it doesn't say in Erevin, and that's what we left for our Mishnah over here. So Gemara writes, Reb Lezer ma'im shchita, shu letame. Now the Gemara leaves out the key part of the Mishnah, and then Rabbi Yeshua, we had a dialogue between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yeshua. Now, what did Rabbi Yeshua say in the Mishnah? Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Yeshua, What did Rabbi Lezer say in the Mishnah? Rabbi Lezer said, Madach the Torah is Matir Shechita, which is an Issa Malacha D'Oraisa, Avad of the Chachamim were Matir, the small Shvusim, which are Dirabbanan. Not that a Dirabbanan is not Choshev, it's very Choshev. Compared to a D'Oraisa, it's less Choshev. So Madach the Torah is Matir Shechita, Avad and Avad of the Shvusim are Mutter. That's what Rabbi Lezer said. Says Rabbi Shua, oh no, I'll show you every single yontif you're allowed to do shechita. But guess what? You're not allowed to be over the shvus. For instance, if you wanted to go and bring an animal from chutz lemachne, that would be prohibited. So you see that even though the big malacha is mutter, the small shvus is asur. That was Rabbi Shua's tiny tribbles. So Rabbi Lezer said back, how can you compare? This is talking about a yeshus, and this is talking about a mitzvah. That you want to go and shecht on yontif, you don't have to go and shecht, you can go and eat fish the whole yontif. You can go and eat cheesecake, especially if it's shvuas. Who says you have to go and shecht? So therefore, okay, shecht you can shecht, but don't do anything else. It's not machshir mitzvah. That's machshir yeshus. You can't go and do anything else. Machshir mashenke, we're talking about Karban Pesach. Tos dacha mitzvah. Therefore, just like you're mutter to do the shechita, you're allowed to do the shvuas. Rabbi Shua doesn't respond. Now the question is, Rabbi Lez has a good point. There's obviously a major difference between Karban Pesach and between the fact that you have a desire to go and eat meat on Yontif. Here there's a mitzvah, Karban Pesach, so therefore not only Shechit is mutter, but also the Shvusim are mutter. And here you want to go and satisfy your cravings to go and eat meat on Yontif. So how can you compare? Says Yomar, Rabbi Shua the Tamar, Rabbi Shua goes to Shitas, the Yom HaSimchas Yontif, Nami mitzvah here. To eat fresh new meat on Yontif is all to Agivaldi Yisimchas Yontif. The Sanya, Reb Lezer Oimer, Ingle the other Yontif Ella, Oi, Oichel Vishoise, Oi Yoishiv Vishoina. There are two ways of Mekhaim Oinig Yontif according to Reb Lezer, Simchas Yontif. You could do it Oichel Vishoise, having a nice meal, or Yoishiv Vishoina, sitting down and learning a Blat Gemara. Both of them are tremendously satisfying, that'll satisfy your yearnings and your desires and your cravings. Ah! It's more geschmack than the best roast beef. So you have a choice. Every single yom, you got to split it down the middle. You got to do both. That's the din of Simchas Yomtiv, to have, satisfy, if you will, the Gashmias. But it's the Gashmias that we are converting into Rachmias, the Kuvit Yomtiv. Anyway, what do we see from this Lashon of Rabbi Shua? Rabbi Shua says, no, it's a mitzvah every single yontif. Where does this mitzvah come from? So make up your mind, is the atzeres, is the yontif for Hashem, or the atzeres for Lachem? Rabbi Lezer Sava, oy kul Hashem, oy kul Lachem. Either one, you can do either one and be mekayim the mitzvah. Rabbi Shua says, no, chalkeim, chetzi Hashem, v'chetzi Hashem, half and half. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shua, every time that you're shechting on Yontif, you have to shecht on Yontif. It's a mitzvah. So therefore, that's why he thinks that this is an appropriate parallel between the din of shechting on a regular Yontif and shechting a Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach, on Shabbos. Mashen Kein, Rabbi Lezer disagrees. Rabbi Lezer says, if you have meat, gesundheit, but if you don't, you don't. Because you can go into Kulul Hashem. It's not that, it's like they say in the in yeshivas, a difference between a mitzvah chiyuvis and a mitzvah kiyumis. A mitzvah chiyuvis says, Rabbi Shua, you have to go and check because chetzio lachem. Well, according to Rabbi Shua, you don't have to. If you do, you're makai, fine, but there's another alternative. You can have Kulul Hashem. So therefore, it's not a stark araya to the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, where everybody agrees that you have to. Amrib Lazar, that's the Gabi, a regular Yontif, like Sukkis and Pesach. But how come we're about Tzeres? You're talking about Shvuas, the Bina Nam Lechem, that Avad, everybody agrees that you have to have Lechem. My time, Yom Shinit Neboi Torah. It's a little bit ironic, because you would think Yom Shinit Neboi Torah, that's Kulei Rachmi, right. And everybody should agree that you have to learn 24 hours straight, instead of, no, everybody agrees you have to have Lechem. What is the reason for that? Says Rashi, to be in a nami lechem. Rashi about 5-6 lines higher. She is machboy machal mishnah laharish shenoyach umakubul yomzel yisrael shenitna toira boy. You make a special celebration to go and say to Rabbeinu Shloim, I'm so happy that you gave us the Torah. I cherish the Torah. I love the Torah. Let's make a party for the Torah. And that's why everybody agrees you have to have lechem on text. And then you're not going to hear the Torah. Omer Rabba, how come Moedim B'Shabbos Amin and Am Lechem? Everybody agrees that Shabbos you have to have lechem. My time, the cross of Shabbos, oinig. Oh, so every Shabbos you have to have oinig, and that's oinig Shabbos. Omer Yosef, how come Moedim B'Purim Amin and Am Lechem? Everybody agrees on Purim. My time, you may Mishnah B'Simcha Ksimesh. They may Mishnah B'Megillah, you have Mishnah B'Simcha. Every day of the year, never he said, but on this, Lebar, except for 3 days, Matzarta, that means the Tzaris on Shavuos, Upurim means on Purim, Umali Yom the Kippur, and on Erev Yom Kippur. Atzeris, why?
At least the same in Tanis on Yom Tov and Shabbos, it's Aser, isn't it?
Let's see, Atzeris, Yom Shinitha Moy Torah. Shavuos, the day was given Torah. That's why we just said now, being Nam Lechem, everybody agrees you have to eat. Purim, you may Mishnah V'Simcha, Purim, you have to go, and Mishnah V'Simcha, you have to have a Suda. You may Mishnah V'Simcha, Mali Yom Nikhburi, Netanichi, Bar Rami Difti, V'Nisa Nafshasech, V'Sish L'Chodesh Barat, that you have to have Inui on the ninth day of Tishrei. V'Chim V'Tish L'Chodesh V'Zanin, for the Basir M'Zanin, it's on Yom Kippur. Eloi Melech, Eloi Chum, Shoyt V'Tishim, Poi, Malo V'Kos, V'Gilim, M'Zanin, Shiv Asiri. Whoever goes and eats on the day number 9, in other words, Erev Yom Kippur, it's as if he is fasting on Chi Vasiri together 2 days straight. So you see that you're not allowed to go and fast on Chi, you have to go and eat on Chi. And therefore, he was very careful, those 3 days of the year, never even to think about going and fasting. Now you have a very, very famous Gemara, Rav Yosef B'Yemid Atzarta, Rav Yosef when he came to Atzeres, meaning to Shavuos, Omar, Avli Egla Tiltze, would go and tell his servant, please prepare for me an Egla Tiltze, as we know an Egla Tiltze means a real delicacy, Achloik is exactly what it is, Shlishi Vabetan, L'Choyra, it's a third one that's born, or it's born,
third of its growth,
exactly, third of its growth, exactly, Achloik is exactly, but Rashi just says over here, Shlishi Vabetan, Amufkaru, it was the third, the third born, not the first born, not the second, but the third born to its mommy, and that's considered to be Mufkar, Gishmak, beautiful. Omar, why was Rav Yosef so makbir? He said, Eloi hayoyma, the kogorim, if it wasn't for this day of Atzeres v'Shavuos, kami Yosef v'kamishuk, how many Joe blows are there out in the street? You walk down the street, you got 100 Joes.
For even the White House.
Anyway, the question is, isn't this a shtickel gaiva on the part of Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef says, I'm the big Gadol b'Yisrael. Today is my big day, I celebrate, I have so much Torah. If I wouldn't have Torah, I'd be just like any other Joe Blow that's walking down the street. The Choyra would be inappropriate for a God like Rav Yosef to say that. So there's a very, very gishmak pshat of Rav Tzalel Mivilna. Tzalel Mivilna is one of the two pshats we have in the back of the Gemara. You have the Cheshik Shloime and the Mari Koyin are in back of the Gemara on the same page. And little do people know they were brothers. The Mari Koyin and the Cheshik Shloime. The Mari Koyin was Rav Tzalel Mivilna and the Cheshik Shloime was a Shloime in Vilna. They were two brothers, and those two brothers were both Dayanim in Vilna at the same time, and both tremendous Talmid Chacham. Bitzalim in Vilna was such a great Talmud Chacham that they say that he was already engaged to be married before his bar mitzvah, because he was such an Eloi already at the age of 9, 10, 11, everybody wanted to him take him as his chosen, as their chosen, and so therefore he was already engaged before his bar mitzvah. And they say that his brother Darshan at the bar mitzvah, and he says, now we understand what we say by a bris, the kinyakonis, the toira ulechupa ulemaisim toifim. So Poshim Shat, the Torah means that you start learning Torah when you're a little kid, 5, 6, 7 years old. L'chupa, you get married, Meshim. L'masim Toivim means?
Children. Masim Toivim. Chupa, and then Masim Toivim. Chupa 18, right? Shmoneh Shel Chupa, and Masim Toivim.
Masim Toivim, Poshim means the Gabi Bar Mitzvah. That from that point on, all the masim that you're doing are all
accredited to you.
All accredited to you. And therefore, Freitag de Welt, the sequence is out of order. It should say Torah, you start learning Torah 3, 4, 5 years old, and then Masim Toivim, when you're Mechuyev b'mitzvois, and then eventually you get married, when you're 18, 19, 20, 25, 30, 100, whatever, you get married eventually. So why does it say Chup before Masim Toivim? Says Reb Shloime Mivilna, you could say, he said that at the engagement party for his brother at the engagement party, for the bar, to Tanoim, whatever it was. He said, Rabbeisai, because every Yiddish Tata and all the people out in the audience that are screaming, can you come to Terechim HaMas, and so even they're wishing about every child that's born that they should be like my brother, that the masen, that the chuppah should come before the masen toivim, that you should already find a shidduch for this yingala before he becomes a bar mitzvah, because he's such an ilui, such a tremendous tamachach. Okay, anyway, what did Reb Salmi Vilna say about this Gemara about Reb Yosef? We know that the Gemara tells us many times that unfortunately Reb Yosef besoif yomov unfortunately forgot his learning. And each time Abaye told him, Rebbe, you taught it to us, and you taught it from this Makarim, from this source, etc. So Rebbe Yosef Seif Yomov unfortunately forgot and lost his learning. Nevertheless, the Gemara says in the beginning of Masechtas Brachos, I think it's on Rebbe Shua ben Levi, Hizaru bizokin sheshochach Talmudai. You have to go and have zahirus. You have to be very careful and continue to be mechabed a zokin who lost his learning. In other words, he became unfortunately old and slightly demented, and he started forgetting his learning. Why? Because luchais, the shivrei luchais munachais ba'arim. Both the luchais and the shivrei luchais are together inside the arim, in the Mishkan, in the Beis Hamikdash. Aha. Okay, so just like the Shivri Luchais are on the same pedestal, Mechubah, just like the Luchais, same thing as the Nebuch, the Zokin Sheshacha Talmudim. Zokter Mitzalmi Vilna. Rabbi Yosef says, years and years ago, I was like Luchais. Baruch Hashem Chagikent, Gemara says in Nehoirius, that he was the Sinai of the generation, Inu Kolatera Kula. However, today, I'm now Shivri Luchais. Now, the truth be told, when we celebrate the giving of the Torah, we have two possibilities. The Torah, the Luchas were given on Atzeres, on Shavuos, but the second Luchas were given on Yom Kippur. So L'chayra, L'chayra, Yom Kippur should be the real, real big Simcha, because the first Luchas were broken, the Shivrei Luchas. The second Luchas were given Yom Kippur, and those are the Luchas that we have.
Endured.
They endured. That being the case, so why don't we make the gun to Tzimis about Simcha Torah on Yom Kippur instead of on Shavuos? Again, says Rav Yosef, because we want to give cover to the Shivrei Luchais, don't disparage the Shivrei Luchais. They're all so great like the Luchais. Zokter Rav Yosef, you know why I'm so happy when it comes to Shavuos? Because now I'm like the Yosef Beshuka. I'm like all the other Joes walking down the street. Hey, Joe! Do you know the makor that a balkeri is mishtaleh chutz l'sholit l'shtei machnois? He'll say, what's a balkeri? What's a shtei machnois? What are you talking about? He doesn't know. Unfortunately, Yosef says, I might not know either, because unfortunately I've forgotten most of my learning. So I'm like, Shivrei Luchais. Yeah, Shivrei Luchais, big deal, Shivrei Luchais. Who cares about Shivrei Luchais? No, Shivrei Luchais together with the Luchais are menachas ba'arayim. How do I know that Shivrei Luchais are in the same Madrigas Luchais? Because we continue to celebrate the giving of the Torah on Shavuos. That's this man, Matan Torah Seinu. Says Rabbi Yosef, Ilavahu Yoimid Kagarim, if it wasn't for the fact that today is Shavuos, and we give cover to the Shivrei Luchais, Kami Yosef Bishuka, I'm just Nebuch like any Yosef Bishuka. I have forgotten my learning. I'm like all the other Joe Smith and Joe Jones and Joe Goldberg, also Joe of the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef, I'm just a Joe. But I celebrate today because we celebrate the Shivrei Luchais. As Ezek Reb Salmi Vilna, next year goes only more right to Rav Sheshes called Klosin Yom Mahadle Talmudei. Rav Sheshes used to go and do Chazoris HaShas every 30 days. Can you imagine? They told him to call the Ivrit Dasha, and then he would go out to the Ivrit Dasha, the Shvel, that is the threshold, or the bolt on the door of his house, or the Besmedrish. The Oman, he would call out, Chadoi Navshoi, Chadoi Navshoi. Chadoi Navshoi means that my nefesh, my neshama, should now be besimcha. The word Chadoi is like chedva. My nefesh, my neshama, is now besimcha. Why? Because l'cha kroi l'cha tanoi. To you, the neshama, I've devoted all my learning. The kroi means learning mikra, learning tanach. L'cha tanoi, I learn all my neshnais, all my gemara, all for you, for my neshama. Therefore, let's celebrate. Frank Tamaraini, Bam Reblaza, Yamali Toilin, Niskayish Mind Varit. If it wasn't for the Torah, the whole world would not have a key of Shinem, Emily, Brisi, and Valila, Chukish Mind Varit, Loi Samti. And therefore, why is Reb Sheshes saying this about his own neshama, he should really be called out Chadoi Kol Olam Kuloi, because without the learning that I and other people do, the whole world Chas Hashem couldn't exist. Empty Gemara, you're right, but Meikara. Initially, a person does things for himself. In other words, when a person starts learning, he has the geshmak and he learns because he has a noah. And ultimately, as a result of that learning, and the learning blossoms and spreads and continues, that learning ultimately is the one for the kiyam hu oilam, the kiyam shemayim v'aretz. One final gemara, three more lines. Amar Rabashi ilamaiti kamar Rab lezen nami. Yontiv rishus islei. I'm sorry. Now the yontiv is rishus islei pircha. What is Rabbi Lezer going to do to respond to Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua says, both here is a yontiv and here is a yontiv. And what did Rabbi Lezer say? No, this is a yontiv, meaning a Shabbos. It's a mitzvah of Korban Pesach. However, the yontiv is just a rishus. Says Yomar, according to Rabbi Lezer that says yontiv not rishus, he still is a pircha. He still has a pircha to go and ask in our Mishnah. What is the pircha? Well, my yontiv, the pircha meaning that he's fragging up Rabbi Yeshua. The Rabbi Yeshua says, I find by every single yontiv that I hold that yontiv is a mitzvah, just like Korban Pesach is a mitzvah. But nevertheless, shechita is mutter, but shvus is asur. Same thing applies to Erev Pesach. The shechita is mutter and the shvus is asur. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer could still respond to that, even if you assume that taka the din of yontif is rishus. How could he answer? What's his pircha? Well, my yontif shehitta by melacha shor rishus. Even though the shechting on yontif is just rishus, there is no chiyuv. You could go learn a blat gemara. You don't have to have the simchas yontif only yontif by shechting. So it's rishus. But nevertheless, even though the Torah was matter that rishus lo hitter shvus sheima. The Torah would not matter a shvus related to that malacha. If you don't have a behema and you have to go and bring it from outside the tchum, you're not allowed to bring it from outside the tchum. You're allowed to shecht it, malacha shoreshus, but you're not allowed to do a shvus shoreshus. Shabbos lehitimba el malacha shomitzah. Shabbos, which is much more intense, much heavier, that the only heter is malacha shomitzah, meaning the Karm Pesach. And adin shloitat shvus shimon and chavad and amadu, we're not going to be matter a shvus which is attached to the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So chayav haguta pircha.
Let's reformulate that again. So Rabbi Lezer could have said to Rabbi Yeshua,
look, keep on going. These last two lines?
Yeah,
he can respond to Rabbi Yeshua. And he could say, I hold the yontif is a melacha shel rishus.
Right.
And since it's a melacha shel rishus,
nevertheless, it's with a shech, shechita is mutter.
It's going shech on yontif is mutter, but it's not because it's a chiyuv. It's a mitzvah. It's rishus. But even though the Torah gave that heter, it's a beautiful heter, you're allowed to go and check.
Right.
But the Torah was not matter shvusim sheima, you can't go and take it mechutz l'tchum, you can't cut off the abelas, that still remains awesome. Shabbos, where the Torah is much more machmir, shlehitte ba'el melacha shel mitzvah, the only thing which is mutter, not a melacha shel rishus, a melacha shel mitzvah, and it's in the chavad and abad shloi tatir shvus sheima, certainly, the Shabbos so much more chomer. A melacha shel rishus is asur. On a melacha shel mitzvah is mutter.
Right.
It's a chavada nevada. A shvus is not mutter. And it didn't shalei tate shvus she'ima. We're not going to be matter a shvus. Reb Lezer, shvus the mitzvah or the flay. Says Reb Lezer back to Rabbi Yeshua. No, shvus the mitzvah is stronger. What means shvus the mitzvah is stronger? This is not a shvus related to a melacha shel rishus. This is a shvus that's related to a melacha shel mitzvah. And therefore, if you're allowed to go and do a melacha shel mitzvah, then avadi you're allowed to go and do a shvus the mitzvah. And therefore, says Reb Lezer, it is mutter after all. If you want to repeat it tomorrow, Mitzvah, repeat it tomorrow at the beginning of the year. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael Zayi, Gevenish, Hatzlocha Rabbah.